Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. And this week we told you about Lin-Manuel Miranda's next film project focusing on baseball's Molina brothers. Plus the movie On Fire, filmed here about St. Louis inspiration John O'Leary, now has a release date. So we wanted to get more on what's happening in the local film scene. Kat Neville, Explore St. Louis Vice President of Communications, joining us this morning in studio. So good to have you back.
I'm very happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too. And it's really been interesting to see how the film scene has taken off. It just seems like in the last maybe year to 18 months.
Well, and I think with good reason, because the show Mo Act, which is the tax incentive, you know, that's essentially when it was put in place. And so I think it's around 30 states have these tax incentives in place because they pay serious dividends. So it's not as if these film producers, television producers, commercial producers are coming in town and getting a tax break. There are requirements in order to qualify for that. And that goes through the Missouri Film Office. So out of Explore St. Louis, we manage Kelly Hyatt. She manages the St. Louis Film Office. And so the Shomo Act is in place through 2028, and it offers a 42% tax credit on eligible film productions and television, all that kind of good stuff. And to qualify, you have to meet a minimum spend. You have to have a certain number of people who are employed here in Missouri. And so you have like different criteria that are going to have a specific economic impact on the Missouri economy. And I think that is really, to me, that's the takeaway for folks who are listening. There's the cool factor of having things that are filmed here and being able to, you know, there's a lot of I can't remember, it's gig tripping is what you do for sports and for concerts. I can't remember what the tripping is that you do for film, but being able to go back to places where you saw things that were filmed. And just kind of the overall lift that you have in the reputation of a region when you are featured in films and television, like that is something that you can't put a number on specifically, but there is a direct economic impact. And for example, Fairlight, which is a feature film that had a 20-day shoot here in the St. Louis region, there was a $150,000 direct economic impact in St. Louis. And actually, Kelly intercepted that. That team was going to be filming in Atlanta, which is famous for its very generous tax incentives, and they were diverted back to St. Louis. So that same producer is coming back in May to film the next feature. So I think that also illustrates that when you attract these producers and you show them that you can help them produce a budget-friendly film. But one of the things that makes St. Louis such a great place to film is that a producer can find a spot in St. Louis that can kind of look like anywhere. And so that's another misconception that I think some folks have is that, oh, well, if you're filming in St. Louis, you're obviously going to feature the Arch, you're going to feature Lafayette Square, all of these kind of like very identifiable, quote unquote, St. Louis spots. But it's important to know that some of these producers, they want it to look like suburbia anywhere USA so that they can drop any film here and have access to our amazing, you know, our amazing crew, all of these different tax incentives and just the budget friendly, you know, aspect of being in Missouri. So I think that while it's there is the opportunity to showcase St. Louis. It's also just about bringing people here to film whatever it is that they want to film and taking advantage of that.
Now, do you feel like we are also competing not only with other states, but maybe other parts of our state get a piece of this?
Possibly. I have not heard that. I mean, I think that it really at this point, it's kind of a rising tide, you know, raises all the boats. I know that, for example, Kelly has great relationships with the other film offices across the state, and then obviously mainly with the Missouri Film Office. So I think what we want as a state is to show the value of creating that tax incentive, that it's worth that investment. And then we'll be able to kind of push that forward because it will sunset. And we want to make sure that that when it's up for reconsideration, that that's something that is kind of a no-brainer, which to me it is because, you know, there are so many different dividends that it's paying.
I did notice that State Representative Colin Wellenkamp of St. Charles mm-hmm. has a bill right now that would shift the way the money is added, I guess, as it were, instead of like capping either a TV or film production, it would let the producers decide and have that whole pot.
Exactly. So right now, it's like $8 million for TV and $8 million for film. And the idea would be that it would come together as just one $16 million pot. I think that's wise because you don't know who's going to need what. And so to me, if you kind of like put these artificial caps on it, this is my personal opinion. You know, if you have a tremendous opportunity with a feature film and they, you know, you just never know which opportunities are going to come your way. And so I think that, you know, especially with, you know, the Gateway Studios that's opening up in Chesterfield. And then there's also a new film, you know, studio that's going to be opening up on Del Mar. You know, there's going to be even more infrastructure to support these innovative, you know, projects that are coming in. So I think restricting the funding in terms of what bucket it might fall into, I think that it's wise to make it so that whoever is coming, because once the money's done for the year, it's done for the year. So I think it's important that we make sure that we access all of the money that's available.
Kat, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis joining us this morning here on Total Information AM.